Be'ezus Hashem, this week we're going to move on along in the bracha ve'lakai neshama, and we say Moedani lefanecha, and the following words are as like this: Hashem elekai ve'lekei avisai. And the way we describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was three things: Hashem elekai ve'lekei avisai. Hashem, my God, and the God of my fathers, my forefathers. We're going to try to understand tonight what is this addition with Elikei Avisai, my God and the God of my fathers. What are we adding with that by saying Elikei Avisai? Furthermore, it's very interesting because we start off the bracha by just saying Elikei, right? We say Elikei, Neshama Shenasat B'Tahiri. And then later on in the bracha we add Elikei Elikei Avisai. What's going on? What's the idea over here? Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem would like to explain with Hagdama, with something that Rabbi Avram, the Vilna Gaon's son, he builds on in his Pirush Teshmoyne Esrei, and it's brought down in the Siddur Isha Yisrael. And we've spoken in the past from what the main idea that he says, and that is that we know that we say, based on what Anshe Knesset HaGdayla instituted and what Moshe Rabbeinu said, is Gadol, Gibor, and Noira. There's three praises that the way we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu: Gadol, Gibor, and Noira. And Rabbi Avram over there says a big yesod that Gadol, Gibor, and Noira are three praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that incorporate all the other praises that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything else that we say is a subcategory somewhere under Gadol, Gibor, and Noira. And Gadol, Gibor, and Noira are the three umbrella shvachim that we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these are the main. Gadol is greatness. Greatness, strength. Noira is that he's awesome. We've expounded on these three ideas in the past. Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll get a better understanding tonight on this as well. But this is the idea: Gadol, Gibor, Noira. He goes as far to say, since everything is included in Gadol, Gibor, Noira, he explains the entire Shemoyne Esrei. All the praises he explains is under the category of Gadol, Gibor, Noira. To the extent that he says as follows: he says, we start with Shemoyne Esrei. Baruch atah Hashem. Elikeinu ve'elikei aviseinu. He says these words correspond to Gadol, Gibor, Noira. Baruch is, it's Kel Gadol. We don't want to get into this exactly tonight, the nuances of Kel, but it's the way he explains it is that Baruch and Ato Hashem is all about the idea of Gadol, which is Chesed. We've explained in the past that Chesed, the midah of Chesed is limitless, hispashtos, without any boundaries. And he explains, Baruch sheyizbaruch shmoy ad einsof. The idea of Baruch is that Hashem has total hispashtos. There's no limits. And he goes on to say an interesting thing. That's why we say atah, because we know from Chazal, kol mokum shatam moitza gudulasi shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whenever we find Gadol by Hashem, shom atam moitza anvenasanusay. There we find his anivas. So he says the fact that we're able to say atah, you Hashem, is a tremendous anivus on Hashem's part. So he says, that also has what to do with Gadol. In the place of Gadol, we always find, whenever we talk Gadol, we talk anova. So in Baruch Atah Hashem, which is corresponds to Gadol, we say Atah, you Hashem, that's the most ultimate anova, anivus of Hashem, that we're able to talk to Him, the Lashon Noichach, you Hashem. So he says, Atah also is interconnected with Gadol. And then he says, Hashem, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, he says the Shem Ho'etzem. He doesn't explain himself, and perhaps the idea is based on what his father, the Vilna Gaon, writes, we've discussed in the past in Rus, that the Shem Havaya, the Shem Ho'etzem, is, the Vilna Gaon explains, is the Shem which corresponds to the Midah of Chesed. Because Hashem is Hoya Hoy Viviyah, he's limitless, and he wants to act in a way of limitless, and that's Chesed. Mahava HaKol, that he wants to act in a limitless way. So the Shem Hashem is the Shem which indicates the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's totally limitless. So Baruch Atah Hashem is Chesed. Elikeinu, he says, is, his words are, Elikeinu is that his Mashkiach Aleinu B'Pratis, that he has a specific Hashkach, he's watching over us and he deals with us, and he says that Hashem is Mashkiach al Olam Hashafel, Nois and Mazon L'Chol Chai. He provides for everyone in the world. Soimech Roifei Cholim Matir Asurim Soimech Leiflim Gam L'Sheinu Hagun. Even for those that are not worthy. So how does this correspond? How does this connect with Gibor, the Gvura of Hashem? So perhaps to explain this, we could, like this, the Gemara in Yuma, and that Samach Tesem Abay says like this, fascinating Gemara, Om Rebbe Shua ben Levi, Loma Nikr Shman Anshe Knesset Agdela, why are Anshe Knesset Agdela called Anshe Knesset Agdela? The answer is, Shechziru Atar Liyashna, because they brought the crown back to its original glory. What does that mean? Moshe said, Gadol Gibra Noira. Also, then Yirmiyah came along and said, wait a second. Nachra Mekarkrin Beichalai, the Umas Ha'ilim are screaming in the Heichal without any fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ayei Noiraisav, where's the Noira of Hashem? So he omitted Noira. Le'amar Noira. He didn't say Noira. Also, Daniel. Daniel came along and said, Nachra Meshtabdim Bibanov. The nations of the world we're under their leadership. Where's the Gvur of Hashem? The chosen nation, what's going on? Le'amar Gibar, he omitted a Gibar. Also, Inu, the Anshei Knesset HaGdola came along and said, no, Adraba, Zuhi Gvurasai. No, Adraba, that is his Gvura. Shekoivish es Ritzainai, that he holds back his Ratzin, right? Ezeu Gibar Koivish es Yitzrai. Shenoisen Erech HaPayim L'Rsham. He doesn't. Maybe what a person should be deserving of something, he does, holds back. That is exercising Gvura. So that's also a Gvura. So they said, no, we do say, and they put it back into the Shemoneh Esrei. We do say Gibar and Shemoneh Esrei. Even now, the Elohim Noiroisav, and we do say Noira. Why? Because even though the Nachrim are, you know, running around in the Heichal without any fear, but the bottom line is, the Mid of Noira still exists. Why? Very interesting. Shel Molei Moira Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not for the Moira of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Heichu Ma'achas Yichoyle L'Skayim Bein Umas. How is it possible for this nation, the Jewish nation, to be still around? Right? That's an expression, that is the idea of Noira, perhaps the idea, and that is that that's L'mayla M'darach HaTeva. The Yavit says that it's L'mayla M'darach HaTeva, it's greater than the Nes of Yitzias Mitzrayim, this that we're still around. So whenever we have something which is L'mayla M'darach HaTeva, that's Noira. Okay, be it as it may, you see from this Gemara that Noira, that Gibor is when, even when someone is, Hashem is Kovish Es Ritzainai, and the person is not deserving, Hashem acts them in a certain way, that's Gvura. So perhaps, that's what Rabbi Avraham means. That Hashem, that He's Elokeinu, that He's involved in our lives and providing for us, even if we're not always worthy. That is an expression, that is a revelation of Hashem's Gibor, of Hashem's Mid of Gvura. And the last is very interesting. Elokei Aviseinu, that's Noira. Why? So the caveat saying is that the way He dealt with our forefathers, He dealt with them l'mayla m'darach HaTeva. He says He did for them l'mayla m'darach HaTeva. K'may sha'asa l'avi seinu bor kazdim, l'avi melech, l'paroi b'mitzrayim, yamsuf midbar. When we came into Eretz Yisrael even, there was l'mayla m'darach HaTeva. That was avi seinu. The way He dealt with them was with the midah of Noira, with l'mayla m'darach HaTeva. So He says, that's Elokei Aviseinu corresponds to the Shvach of Noira. That's what He says. And He goes on to say, beautiful, we say in Az Yashar, Zekeli Vanveyu, Elokei Avi, the God of my Avi, V'aroi Mimenu. Aroi Mimenu means that I'll exalt Him. He says, what that means is, Elokei Avi, that He did with my forefathers, L'mayla M'darach HaTeva, oh, that's Aroi Mimenu. What does Aroi Mimenu mean? In koichi lahavin, I can't fully perceive that. Things that are l'mayla m'darach HaTeva, things that are above us, we can't perceive. So that's Elokei Avi v'Aroi Mimenu. And Elokei Avi corresponds to Naira. So basically what comes out is that Baruch Atah Hashem corresponds to Gadol, Elokeinu is Gibar, and Elokei Aviseinu is Naira. Based on this, we could explain that when we say Hashem Elokei v'Elokei Avisai, or for that matter, in any Yiratzin, many Yiratzins we say, Yiratzin Lofanech Hashem, Elokei, Elokei Avisai. What is this introduction? Hashem, Elokei, Elokei Avisai. These correspond to the three core Shvachim praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is the Shem of Etzem, the Shem of Chesed. Elokei, Elokeinu, right, is that He's Mashkiach Aleinu, that's Gvura. And Elokei Avisai is Noira. A very interesting thing. The Brisker Rav points out something in the Alat Torah, in the second to last page in the Sefer. The Gemara we said before in Yuma says that Daniel and Yirmiyah.
We're using it as a title. We're using it as a description. It makes sense.
Yeah.
Baruch Atah Hashem.
Right.
Okay, was it.
Right. So here also,
it's like the same thing. We could just start off with saying,
"Okay." Right. So it's when we're described where it's Shem Hashem. So these Shem was correspond. Right.
Like, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Right. The same. So that's that. It makes sense. It has to be something different.
So it's described. Right. Oh, we'll get it. Well, yeah. We're gonna try it again. Oh, so like this. Just the Brisker Rav. He says like this. The Gemara says that Daniel and Yirmiyah, they said, "Where's the Naira?" So they omitted it. What does that mean? They omitted it. What does that mean to omit it? Hashem is still Naira. What? So you know what he said? He says a very important idea. The way he explains it like this, I'll read his words. V'habir, the shvachim shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu sha'anu maskirim, the shvachim, the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we mention, hakol lefi hanagasai, it's all dependent on the way we see, the way he's being noyig the world. The fact that Hashem is a Gibor inherently, that's not, when we don't say Gibor because Hashem, what he is, potentially. It's the way he actually is noyig with the world. That's the way we refer to Hashem, right? In fact, that's right, during Yom HaNiram, Hashem is acting with the world with like a melech, so then we change Shemai Nesai and we say, instead of a kelech HaKadosh, we say HaMelech HaKadosh. The way Hashem is acting with, is being noyig with the world, that's the way we refer to Him. That's the way we praise Him. That's the idea. And to the extent that Yirmiyah and Daniel, they said, right now we don't see the Hanhaga in the world of Gadol, of Gibor and Naira. So they said, so now we're not supposed to be saying it. Anshe Knesset Agdila, they saw that even now is active the Midah of Gibor and Naira. That's what he said. Well, maybe we could explain a Gemara, a very interesting thing. There's a Gemara, a very interesting Gemara in Brachas Daf Samach Amud Aleph. The Mishnah said, it says like this, it talks about entering a city. Nichnas Lekrach. And it brings a brisa. It seems like we're talking about a brisa here that's talking about someone's entering a city that's a very dangerous city. The Gemara says in one lashon, we're talking about a place that they just kill people they don't really judge properly. If they want to kill somebody, they'll just kill the person. It's a very dangerous place. So what does a person do? There's a tefillah. B'chnisasei mahu aymer. Before he comes into the city, what does he say? Yiratzei molfanecha. Listen carefully. Hashem Elokai. Hashem Aleikai, please bring me into the city in peace. I should be not harmed. Then it says, when he leaves, Bikish Lotzis, Omer, Yiratzen Milfanecha, Hashem Aleikai, Veleikai Avesai. Shetoitzieni Mikrach Zelashalom. Fascinating. The Gemara, the Nusach changes. When you're leaving, you add in Veleikai Avesai, which you didn't say on the way in. Very interesting thing. Maybe the idea is that this that we say Veleikai Avesai is once this person went through the city and he spent time in the city, this dangerous place, and he survived, he saw the revelation of Noira. Like the Gemara says, Noira is that a Yid, a Bein Umais, this that a Jew and the Jewish nation is still around, they're trying to kill us, they're trying to get us. And this that he keeps us alive, that's Noira. So this person survived the city till now. Now he's able to add in Veleikai Avesai, because Veleikai Avesai is Noira. So Veleikai Avesai is, right, that's Veleikai Avesai is Noira. Yeah. So now, basically the Brisker Rav says that this that we say Veleikai Avesai, this that we say Noira is because we see it. We see actively the Midah of Naira, so we say it. If not, then we don't say it. So that's why when this person saw the revelation of Naira that he was saved, that he saw, till now he survived, so he saw Hashem's Hanhaga with him, that it was a Naira, so he adds in on his way out. When he davens, he's able to add in a Lekei Avesai. Perhaps that's just the idea. Maybe. Based on this, maybe we could explain a very interesting thing. We said before that we start off at Lekai Neshama, we just say Lekai. And then we move on, later on, we say, Hashem, right? Hashem Elokai v'Elokai Avesai. What's going on? We've learned in the past that when we say, Ato virasa, ato yetzarta, ato nefachtabi, those three things we explained, that those three things correspond to Gadol Gibor Naira, right? Virasa is that Hashem created the neshama in order to do chesed with it. That's chesed, that's Gadol. Yotzarta, that he fashioned the neshama that it could come into this world, into a body, into this world, to be zayicha b'din, through the midah of din, that's the midah of gibor, that's din. And a ton of fachtabi, that Hashem infused the neshama into me, then body and neshama ayim and aretz come together, that's Naira. So perhaps when we start off, we just say Elokai, but then when we progress and we see the Gadol Gibra and the Naira, we also perhaps also add in the Elokai Avisai. So that may be why we add in Elokai Avisai. Just as parenthetically, it's an interesting thing, as preparing the show, it's just an interesting thing that we start off by saying Elokai. Why specifically Elokai? Maybe we should say Rabbi Nishalayla. Why specifically the word Elokai? So I saw a very interesting thing when I was preparing that. It's found. Okay. Yes, that's right. What's maybe we're okay. No, what's it seems like here it's a personal bracha, but why specifically Elokai? So perhaps one of two ways. The first way is a little bit a little himmeldic, not sure, but just to speak it out. Interesting thing that I saw. I saw in the Piskei Truvas, in Semen Aleph, Daf Hey over here, it say he brings down from the Siddur Lev Sameach that he brings from his Shver, his father-in-law, the Sar Shalom from Belz. He says an interesting thing. Nochin miyad. It's proper when a person wakes up right away. Miyad kshemeketz mishnosai. Very interesting thing. I don't understand this. Yahar, he should be mahar in his mind. B'shem, the shame of Elokai. Because that shame is shame halavush, l'nishmas ha'adam. That shame of Elokai is the levush, is the shame of the levush of Anishim Sa. I don't fully understand what it means, but a very interesting thing. It says right away, it says the Sar Shalom, person is supposed to be Mahar, the shame of Elokai. So we've spoken in the past that the Nusach of Elokai Neshama was really instituted, right? The Rambam's mashma like this, right when a person wakes up. So right when a person wakes up, the first thing he's supposed to think about is Elokai. So that's why we say the shame Elokai, perhaps, but maybe more on a simple level, what we could take home. And that is like this, that Elokai is this that Hashem is mashkiach on me, bashkacha pratis. Elokai, Elokeinu, that is mashkiach alein, bashkacha pratis. We've spoken in the way back in the Shurim in Leida Ani, actually, I believe, that the Medrash Tehillah, Mizbar Chafei, says a fascinating thing, that it's not so simple that a person should wake up in the morning and get back his neshama. Really, all these neshamas are going up to Shemaim, and Hashem is sending them down to the world. They should get mixed up. Naturally, that would be a natural thing to happen. The Medrash says, that's a chiddush that Hashem watches and makes sure that every single person gets their neshama, that's theirs, gets back, bring it back into their body. Chiddush, you would think it's obvious, but no, it's not. The Medrash says that's a special thing, and we said, I think we made a mathematical equation, that there's approximately 90,000 neshamas every single second being brought back to the world. So this is a tremendous thing, that Hashem is watching over every neshama, that it should go to the right place. We said in Maidani, perhaps that's why we say, Shechzarto bi neshmasi. Shechzarto neshmasi. Because the fact that it went to me, my neshama came to me, that itself is a kunz. And that's something that we thank Hashem for, and we recognize that. Perhaps that's why, right when we wake up, and we got our neshama back, we say, Elokai, you Hashem are Mashkiach Allah, you're watching over me, Bashkocha Pratis, to give me back my neshama. And that could be perhaps why we say B. So like this. So perhaps we could explain, and this will be our last idea, and that is like this. We're saying now that when we say Hashem Elokai, Elokai Avisai, these three things correspond to Gadol Gibra Naira. Perhaps we could suggest that really every bracha that we say is these three shvachim. Every bracha that we start off has six words. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Perhaps this also, I'll explain, is Gadol Gibor Naira. Baruch Atah Hashem, Rabbi Avram already explained, is Gadol. Elokeinu, he explained also, is Gibor. Melech HaOlam, Be'ez Hashem, would like to explain, corresponds to Naira. Why? Things like this. Naira, we've explained in the past, is an idea that when the Shemaim and Arts come together, and that means the way Hashem, the Vilna Gaon, explains, is Noheg in this world is Teva. There's rules, there's nature, that's Din, there's, I think there's rules of nature, there's Teva. Shemaim runs on Ratzon Hashem. There's no limits. Whatever Hashem wants is. That's the way it is. That's Shemaim and Arts. When the two come together, that's why when Hashem does a miracle, a Ma'ilam Derech HaTeva, the two are coming together, that's Naira. when Shemayim and Arts, the Anahaga of the Ratzon Hashem, comes down here, and the rules of nature are broken, that's Hashem is connected, right? Is bringing the Anahaga down here. That's Noira. But the truth is, we explained in the past that it doesn't only have to be through when Hashem breaks the laws of nature. Ramban says that the purpose of the Nisim Hagluyim, the Nisim Lamayim Medarcha Tevar, that we should realize that really everything is a nes, meaning Hashem is really reigns over this world and everything. What we see as nature, really Hashem is totally in control of all nature, and Hashem could manipulate nature and play around with nature, and everything is really, what seems to be nature, is not really nature. There's nishdokin teva. I mean, that means that really, although there's rules of nature, but Hashem is totally in control of the way nature runs. And this is the secret of really what, this is what we're this is really what we're meant to come to. This is what the world is supposed to come to this realization. That Hashem is really running every single part of nature, and there's no real nature. The truth is that this idea is really what's this world and the next world. Meaning to say is like this. In this world, we don't fully perceive, or we don't all see it that way. We see nature. And that's the influence of Amalek. That means like this. What does Amalek say? Amalek doesn't deny that there's a God. Amalek says, there's a God, he's in heaven. He doesn't reign down here. Right? Everything down here is teva, and anything that happens, if it so happens to be that for a month it goes without rain, what's going on? Mikra, right? Shakar chabadarach. It happens to be. God is not running or manipulating the way things run down here. That's what Amalek says. As long as Amalek, that idea is around, that's lacking in the malchus of Hashem. Chazal tell us that Kiyod al Kais Ka, right? That as long as Amalek is around, Hashem's malchus kaviyachol is not full. The Kais Ka is the kisei of Hashem. The kisei is the malchus of Hashem is not complete. What that means is that the malchus of Hashem is complete, is full, when we realize that Hashem's malchus is also down here. Malchusay ba'kol mashallah, that Hashem really reigns, not just in Shemayim, not just Shemayim, the Hanhaga's Ratzon Hashem, even down here, Hashem is running the world. That's really what the world is supposed to come to. As Amalek says that no, that down here is teva, and there's nothing but teva, right? Really, what we're meant to, what the purpose of the world is to come to realize that no, and that's what Lasalave, when Amalek is going to be gone, what's going to happen is we're going to come to the realization that Umalchusay ba'kol mashallah. When that happens, we're going to reach a level of Noira. When we're going to realize that really Shemayim and Aretz are together. It's something that's Lemaila Me'asag Aseinu, that even the Teva, which seems Teva, is really all Lemaila Medarcha Teva. There's really nothing that's Teva. Everything is Shemayim and Aretz that comes together. Like we say, we daven in Yom Nirom, right? That V'simlech At Hashem L'Vadacha, that Hashem, you should reign, and that's why we say V'chein Tein Pachtecha. Then it's going to come to Noira, like Vishimcha Noira Kol Masha Barasa. And we explained in the past that's the idea. We say in Adonai Elam, V'achre Kechlois HaKol. After everything is going to cease to exist, and the Eitz Yosef explains that it's talking about the Rishon. We explained it's Amalek. The idea of Amalek, when that's going to go away, then Levado Yimloich. And Hashem is going to only reign, meaning He's going to be the only thing that reigns down here. Then Noira. Then that's going to reach Noira. Noira is realizing that really everything is Shemayim and Arts are all together. The Ratzon Hashem is running down here. Now we're with the theory of Amalek is saying not like that, and we are meant to reveal that that's not true, and that we're meant to reveal the truth. That levada yimloich, that Hashem is malchusay ba'kol mashallah, and that's going to be revealed openly, lasalavay, and then it's going to be shimcha noir al kol mashabrasa. Everyone's going to have the yira. That's why Amalek, they don't have yira, v'lo yore elikim, right? Because they don't have noira, because they believe that their theory is that there's no, that Hashem's reign is not down here. Hashem doesn't reign down here, right? Perhaps that's the idea. When we say melech ha'olam, what's ha'olam? It's brought down in Sfarim that the word ha'olam comes from a lashon of halama, hidden. this world is really is nature. It hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? It hides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see it. It's not so obvious, right? We're trying to come to this level. But it's Haloma. When we say Melech HaOlam, on what's Nelam, no, he's really Melech on that. Melech HaOlam, that is expressing the Neira, that Hashem's reign is even down here, Levada Yimlech Neira. And that's going to come out to the whole world openly, Lasa Lavish. It's going to be Shimcha Neira Kol Masha Barasa. And it's a very interesting thing that we've said in the past that the Yerushalmi says, what's the makar to say melech in a bracha? And the Yerushalmi says, the pasuk, Ari mimcha elikai ha-melech. It's beautiful. Ari mimcha, this that he's meroimim above our comprehension, well, that's meroimim, that's neira, right? Elikai aviv ha-reimim menu. That's through seeing that elikai ha-melech, that Hashem is mashkiach, that he's down here, he's running the world, and he's a melech down here. That's Ari Mimcha Elikai HaMelech. That's why we say Melech HaOlam and Bracha. Melech HaOlam perhaps corresponds to Neira. So Baruch Atah Hashem is Gadol, Elikeinu is Gibor, and Melech HaOlam is Neira. Realizing that. And we'll just end off. Noam's not here, but we could still say Gematria. Amalek is Gematria 240. How do we overcome Amalek? By saying Melech HaOlam. That no, that Hashem is Melech HaOlam. Melech HaOlam is 241. 241, we've explained in the past from the Maharal, right? That when you have something that's one over the other, that indicates that it's a one-up, that it has a Koyach Goyver. Our Koyach Goyver over Amalek is to scream out, Melech HaOlam! That's how we win over Amalek. And let Mitzvah, Latzalavei, we should see the Malchusay Bakal Mashallah. It's going to be Le'en Kol, Malchusay Bakal Mashallah, Levad Yim Lech Meira. Shukayach.